Married at First Sight, Chapter 2966, she and Kevin were together. It was the most normal relationship. It was not homosexuality that was not accepted by the world. They didn't know how many girls' hearts were broken. "Yes, I believe in your grandma's vision." Tanya still trusted her mother-in-law. In the past, she felt that grandma may have treated Zachary badly and forced Zachary to marry Serenity. Now, Tanya has fully accepted Serenity as her daughter-in-law. In the future, Tanya could also slowly train Serenity, teach Serenity little by little about the inner affairs of the York family, and then hand it over to Serenity so that she, the head wife, could retire. Serenity was also willing to learn and study seriously. Serenity was also motivated and ambitious, so she was quite suitable for Zachary. Zachary was also an ambitious man, of course. The most important thing was that Tanya felt that Zachary was already in Serenity's hands, and she could only accept Serenity for her son's happiness. As long as the son is happy, it doesn't matter where the daughter-in-law is born. Besides, now that they know that Serenity was originally a descendant of the Farrell family in Jensburg, it's not bad. When the Farrell family was at its peak, it was considered a match for the York family. Serenity's aunt, Audrey, was also the wife of a businessman. Her sister, Liberty, also works hard to become stronger and can be Serenity's backer. Tanya appreciated the attitude of her daughter-in-law, Serenity and Liberty, towards life. As for what others in the upper class said in private, Tanya had looked away. As long as those people didn't say it in front of her and didn't let her hear it, when she heard this, she would definitely vent her anger on her daughter-in-law's behalf, and everyone knew that Tanya was a mother-in-law who protected her daughter-in-law. "Saren, your second aunt, Rosella, will take Cameron to the banquet in 2 days, and I will go with her that night. Do you want to come with me?" After Tanya finished speaking, she immediately said, "Forget it, you can take good care of your baby at home. Even if the banquet is not crowded, I'm still worried that some people are not good-looking, and if they bump into your belly, you and your baby will be hurt." She would regret it for the rest of her life. Serenity smiled and said, "I'm not worried about that, but Zachary won't let me go. He's very nervous. Mom, I think that on the day I give birth to my baby, Zachary may be so nervous and scared that he faints." Tanya said, "Probably not, but when I gave birth to my child, his father was so nervous that he fainted, whether it was the first or second child. When I gave birth to Zachary, his father insisted on accompanying him during the delivery and went into the delivery room with him. He fainted due to his anxiety, and the nurses and doctors had to carry him out. I was in terrible pain at the time. Seeing that he fainted from fright, even I felt hurt, but I wanted to laugh at that time." Tanya still couldn't help but laugh when she mentioned what happened back then. That scene made her scared and laugh at the same time. Suddenly she saw Liam closing his eyes and falling softly, which frightened her. Later, she found out that he was overly nervous and was frightened by the scene of a woman giving birth, which was why he fainted. She was amused. After giving birth to Zachary, Liam felt sorry for her and said he didn't want a second child because he already had a son as his successor. It was Tanya who wanted a daughter and was determined to continue having children. Who would have known that the couple did not have a daughter, but they were both responsible for the birth, which was so shocking. Tanya said, "Zachary may inherit this from his father. Anyway, when you give birth to the baby, don't agree to Zachary accompanying you during the birth, otherwise, you will be distracted from worrying about him." Serenity smiled and said, "There is such a thing. I see that Zachary is very nervous now. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and find him staring at my belly. He felt a little uncomfortable, and he looked like the sky was falling. On the day when the baby is born, we can't let him follow him into the delivery room. He might actually faint in there. Chapter 2967. Tanya and Serenity chatted for a while, and then Tanya's mood improved. Tanya listened to Serenity. Serenity advised her that Tatum was grown up and not a three-year-old child. So let them do whatever they wanted. Tatum went to work seriously again. Moreover, his business was stable, and if he worked as a home cook for others, it would not affect his own business. Thinking that Tatum might be cooking for his future wife, Tanya had no need to stop him. Saren, I have thought about it now, and she is not angry anymore. Let's go downstairs and see Sunny. Tanya stood up. Serenity smiled and went downstairs with Tanya. Sam was watching cartoons with Sunny, and Sunny was very engaged. Hearing the footsteps, Sam stood up. Auntie. Sunny saw Serenity coming downstairs and stopped watching TV. She got up and ran to Serenity and Tanya. He called Tanya Grandma Reading affectionately. Tanya picked him up and asked him if he was happy in kindergarten. Sunny answered one by one and told Tanya a lot of interesting things about the kindergarten, making Tanya laugh continuously. About an hour later, Liam and Tatum arrived. When Serenity heard that Liam and Tatum were coming, she went out to greet them personally. Tanya held Sunny motionless and said, "He's here as soon as he comes. He's not the emperor, so someone needs to go out to meet him." However, she was still very satisfied with Serenity's actions. Serenity walked out of the main house and saw. Serenity said, "Mom also told me about this. I told her that you like cooking, want to be a chef for others, and do what you want. We are your family, and we should support you. Mom can accept it now. You don't have to blame yourself too much. My parents have such a good relationship that they won't fall out because of a small thing. Any unpleasantness will be over quickly." Liam had lavished attention on Tanya for years. For the first time, Tanya would be angry if Liam did not unite with her. "Actually, Mom is not angry with you, but angry with Dad, who is angry that Dad did not unite with her." Tatum pursed his lips and smiled helplessly. "This is true. I'm not worthy of my mom being angry with me. The only one who can make my mother angry is my dad. Sister-in-law, thank you for speaking in front of Mom for me." Tanya was actually very open-minded, but occasionally she cared about other people's opinions, thinking that they would disgrace the young master of the York family and make her, the eldest wife of the York family, lose face. Tatum could understand Tanya, but Tanya figured it out quickly. Just like when Zachary married Serenity, Tanya was unwilling in her heart, but she never did anything to damage the relationship between Zachary and Serenity. Tatum also protects Serenity very well. He would break up with anyone who spoke ill of Serenity. Serenity smiled. "We are all a family, so there is no need to be so polite. Your eldest brother, and I hope you are well." Tatum thanked Serenity. "Tatum, I want to ask you something secretly. Please answer me truthfully." Serenity suddenly lowered his voice and said, Tatum's black eyes flickered, as if Serenity knew something. But he still said, "Sister-in-law, just ask. I know I will definitely answer you honestly. You are going to be a home cook for someone else. Is that someone your grandma has chosen as your wife?" Tatum was speechless. How did the sister-in-law know? Chapter 2969. Tatum's face was still red. Seeing him like this, Serenity didn't understand anything. She asked curiously, "What's her surname? Where is she from?" Tatum looked into the room first, and after making sure his parents would not come out, he replied, "She's from Annenberg in Province X, with the compound surname Ormond. Province X is so far away." Serenity was stunned. Grandma May actually went to Province X in order to choose a granddaughter-in-law. Province X. Is Annenberg in Province X far from Haven Mill? Quarantine City is not that far away, but Annenberg is the provincial capital. Tatum replied that he didn't quite understand. Sister-in-law, why would you ask if you have any friends from Haven Mill? Serenity smiled and said, no, my best friend is Jasmine. How can I have friends in Haven Mill? I just heard from someone that there is a very old family in Haven Mill. Tatum snorted and said, I don't know about this. After I go to Annenberg in Province X, I can help my sister-in-law find out about the ancient family in Haven Mill. Have you seen that, Miss Ormond? Serenity asked, gossiping. Tatum shook his head and said, Grandma only gave us photos and not arranged for us to meet real people. If we want to meet real people, we have to act on our own. In addition to her recent photos, the information my grandma gave me also included a few words. Miss Ormond has a particularly picky mouth, but she also loves to eat. I heard that none of the dishes cooked by the family chef Arito her liking. Her family is now looking for chefs everywhere, and I want to give it a try. Tatum felt that Grandma would really choose a wife for him. Choosing a girl who loved to eat but was picky didn't give him a chance to show off his superb cooking skills. Let him grab the opponent's stomach first so that the opponent can't escape from his grasp. Then go ahead and give it a try. Mom said that among your brothers, you are the one who likes cooking the most. Your own business is also related to the catering industry. I believe you can successfully apply for the Ormond family's chef job. Serenity encouraged Tatum. She was also very confident about whether Tatum could apply for the job, not to mention Tatum, who loved cooking the most, and Zachary's cooking skills would probably be able to apply for the job. Among the nine young masters of the York family, the one who was slightly worse at cooking was Rowan. Rowan was not yet a minor and was a high school student. He was in the most important stage of study, so he had much less time to practice cooking. No matter how cunning Grandma May was, she would not disturb Rowan's study at this time. Rowan was under the heaviest academic pressure because the eight brothers above him were all very good and had been admitted to key universities. If he failed to get into a key university, he would feel that he had lost the face of the York family. I like cooking the most, and I have studied the recipes of various factions, but my cooking skills are not as good as those of the third brother, Kevin. Tatum was a little worried that he would not be able to apply for the job. Serenity smiled and said, no, even your eldest brother's cooking skills are not bad, let alone you, who like cooking. Your third brother rarely shows off his skills anymore. He no longer has much enthusiasm for cooking. Unlike you, know the same. Chapter 2970, Do What You Like to Do With Your Heart, and You Will Get the Best Results. Tatum, believe in yourself. Tatum said, thank you, sister-in-law. My sister-in-law said this, and I have confidence again. Also, the food my eldest brother cooks is delicious. I cook more than him, and I like it more. I am more attentive. I think I will not be worse than others. He also invested in the catering industry and often traveled around the country to taste food from all over the country and learn to cook dishes from various factions. Sometimes he would make a dish over and over again, striving to make it the best. He was also good at cooking at home. There were also a variety of exquisite snacks. In short, he liked to dabble in anything related to eating. It should be possible to take down Miss Ormond's stomach, Serenity said. That's right, as the sons of our York family, we must not lose our self-confidence. Believe in yourself and in Grandma. Grandma has chosen Miss Ormond for you, so she knows that you are capable enough to win her over. You see, she enjoys eating but is quite particular about what she eats, whereas you have a passion for cooking and can prepare an assortment of delectable dishes. They are a match made in heaven. Her stomach is probably just waiting for you to feed her. Tatum blushed. Sister-in-law, it's a little early to say that now. I don't know her well yet, and I don't know what her temperament is like. When marrying a virtuous wife, it mainly depends on her temperament and how she behaves. It's not just about appearance. In terms of appearance, Miss Ormond was not a great beauty. She was a good-looking person, and the more he looked at her, the better she looked. As soon as he saw her photo, he fell in love with her. I told you to trust Grandma. The candidate she picked for you will not be bad. Grandma must have inspected it before making a decision. However, you still have to get to know her. After all, you are the one who wants to marry a wife. You want to spend your whole life with her. You have to understand her, get along well with her, have common topics, and be with her for a lifetime so that you won't be lonely. Tatum just planned to use the opportunity of being a chef to get in touch with Miss Ormond and get to know her. The most important thing was to make her fall in love with him. Sister-in-law, don't tell my parents about Miss Ormond. Who knows if I can catch Miss Ormond? If not, it would be embarrassing to go alone and come back alone. Tatum was still young and energetic and worried about being embarrassed. Even his parents didn't want to tell him because they were afraid that if he failed to pursue his wife, everyone would laugh at him and lose face. Serenity readily agreed. I won't tell your parents, but when I tried to persuade Mom just now, I mentioned it. I said that you suddenly wanted to work as a cook for someone else. Maybe there was a marriageable person in that family. Daughter, Grandma has chosen you as your wife. Then Mom said, you are in this world. Whatever you want to do, just do it. She can't control that much. Tatum, sister-in-law, you are really good at guessing. He never talked about it. He didn't even tell his eldest brother, Zachary, but his sister-in-law, Serenity, guessed it. Serenity smiled and said, you are already in your 20s. Grandma often travels around. She said that Tatum and River are still young, but in fact, she has carefully selected them for you. River is indeed a bit younger. He is only 23 or 4 years old. But you are 2 or 3 years older than River. It will take some time to chase a wife. By the time you get married, you might be 30 years old. If you are less than 30 years old, you will still be 30 if you round up. Tatum, Grandma infected my sister-in-law and she said that people our age always like to use the rounding method. I am already 30 now. Serenity chuckled. Time flies so fast. You feel you are still very young, but in a blink of an eye, you are middle-aged. Sister-in-law, don't tell your parents where the girl is from or what her surname is. That way, even if my mother knows that I am chasing my wife, as long as she doesn't know about Miss Ormond, I can pretend to be a chef. When the time comes when I fail to pursue my wife and I come back, I will be told that I was fired by my employer. Serenity smiled and said, okay, I won't tell. I promise not to tell. The end. Chapter 2966 to 2970.